We know agriculture is a cornerstone of the American economy. Last week on National Ag Day, we got some specifics. And to give us some of those numbers, we turn to South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. Some good numbers and some not as good numbers. Commissioner, what do you see?
Well, you're right about that. In some of these numbers, the sheer size of them is impressive. And you realize we mostly talk about South Carolina's ag economy and its impact, but today we're going to talk about national. And so, as I said, very impressive levels of economic value. For example, the total, and that is, you know, from the time we grow something till it gets processed and delivered and consumed, $9.5 trillion. I don't know if I could even write that number down, $9.5 trillion. Just under 20% of the economy, national economy, and that's indicative of South Carolina. So, sort of see some of the similarities. But you know, $2.8 trillion in salaries and wages. So, so many jobs related to processing of what we grow across this country, and then delivering it to the consumers. Mm-hmm. Then we've always known that, you know, America was sort of the breadbasket of the world. We've got a lot of competition now, but our exports of $183 billion sounds good, but the thing that's not too well known is we're exporting things of lower value, like the grains and raw commodities of cotton, right. And then we import agricultural products that are more finished and have value added somewhere else in the world, and it comes back to us. So need to just be mindful of that, but still, exports are critical to agriculture.
We saw some declines, particularly in the past year or so. Can you tell us about those?
Well, I think that's indicative of the economy in general. A few layoffs, I think 30,000 or so jobs down since 2020. Of course, that's, you know, goes back to the impact of the pandemic, but 2024 had a little bit of a decrease in the economic value. I think that's, again, economic slowdown with all the inflation that we dealt with and just tapping the brakes on the economy. But then, again, looking at sort of the recovery time since the pandemic, we have come back pretty strong with an increase of about 25%, and I think that's because maybe we're spreading agriculture out some. We learned some things from the pandemic. Don't want to be so concentrated. So just like South Carolina has some pretty sizable investments going on to process our products, I guess it's happening nationwide. And then since, I guess, the low point of the pandemic, we've added 1 million jobs in food and agriculture since 2020. So, you know, if it's fair to compare since the pandemic low point, it at least tells us we've made a nice return, nice growth since then.
If there's anything, Commissioner, that you gain from these numbers where you think there are areas where we need to be focusing and putting more emphasis towards growth, where would you say that is?
Well, I go back to our trade deficit in agriculture and the amount of food we are importing. And if we are in a mindset with the from Washington, from President Trump right on down, that it's America first, well, let's eat what we grow first. And agriculture can be a part of making America healthy again. But we want those products grown here, some of the higher value products of fruits and vegetables, rather than bring them from somewhere else in the world. So I guess that's one of the things that we'll try to focus on going forward.
Very good. With South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Feeding the economy in 2025. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.